On this episode, we pick our top 10 Walt Disney World attraction finales. Today is March 1st, 2022, and this is episode 439 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. If you are visiting Walt Disney World Resort, don't worry about Shipt. Don't worry about Amazon delivery. You can help support laid-off cast members by ordering groceries through an amazing small business, Vacation Grocery Delivery. In fact, they are so awesome, Rhonda, that they are signed up as our platinum sponsor for the Main Street 16 Woo-hoo! Challenge, which benefits Give Kids the World. You can head to msmfriends.com to book your grocery order for your next trip, and then check out mainstreet16.com to learn more about our weekend scavenger hunt and ride challenge, which is coming in April. We are going to talk about our top 10 finales of attractions at Walt Disney World today.
Yep.
First, we just went and we saw a movie today. This isn't necessarily Disney related, but I feel like it is because
it's got Tom Holland's
in it, right? So we went and saw Uncharted. What did you think?
Yep.
Did you enjoy it?
I really, really did. It was a little stressful in my
opinion. You were stressed out in
a little bit.
Several scenes.
Yes.
Here's what I think is really, really cool, because there's zero reason to be stressed. Nothing is going to happen to Tom Holland's character, Nathan Drake, in the movie.
Why?
But you still find, because it's not. No, it's just not.
How do you know?
Because it's a movie
okay.
where that doesn't happen in these types of movies.
Okay.
You know, we can certainly talk about other movies where, yes, the unexpected happens, but certainly, I think for this, we all know he's going to be safe and sound in the end. But I agree. There's still moments that I'm like, oh, my goodness, Mike, I'm worried,
yeah.
even though there's no reason to be. So
yeah.
It was good, though. It was
yeah.
it really, really was. I enjoyed it. And Tom Holland has made a lot of money from Sony, and
mm-hmm.
he's made a lot of money for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
it was good, though. So anyway, let's move on to our attraction finales.
Okay.
We have 10 of them.
Yep.
We're going to rank them from 10 to 1.
Yep.
And we can talk about, you know, what makes a finale for an attraction, really. You know, I really think it is, you know, it's that final scene that I think helps lend to the ride and to the story.
Okay.
Two that did not make our list, which might surprise some people.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being, for example, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
As great as some of the scenes are throughout, I think for us, when we were putting this list together, the finale is Jack Sparrow just sitting in the chair with his treasure.
Yeah.
And it is a wonderful end to the story as you go through, but I don't think it rates as like an amazing finale. Do you agree? Like
I agree.
What? Other one we talked about was Rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is our reasoning for not having Rise of the Resistance on here?
Well, because I feel like there's so many other main, awesome like things that happen. Like
yeah,
you know,
so many other moments.
Ray, and then you go into a different transport ship, and you come out, and all this like stormtroopers, and then you get in the ride vehicle, and you start, and then you see Kylo, and they shoot at you, and there's just so many, and then you're trying to escape, so you do. And you drop, which is super fun, and it's, but you just make it back to Earth, and then that's the
well,
finale.
Back to Batuu.
Or yeah.
But
that's just to me. I think there's so many other like wow factors throughout it that at the end you're just like, okay,
yeah,
I'm done. That's the finale.
Oh yeah, I absolutely love it. And to be honest, I think that this could have almost tied our number 10. Our whole thing was the fact that this is. No, you do actually drop. I mean, there is an actual drop feel and a drop, but it's a simulated
right
style. And for us, that just wasn't the payoff, as great as it is, to
yeah.
make our top 10. which now leads us to what is our number 10. And I think these two could be interchangeable. Rise of Resistance and what our actual number 10 is.
Okay.
And what is that, Rhonda?
It is Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you drop, you never know how many times, for one.
Yep.
For two, that's your finale. You go, you have the story, and then... And it is kind of crazy. And
yeah. And it, yeah, I mean, we ended up putting it at number 10 because it is, well, I love the views overlooking Hollywood Studios when the doors and all open, the elevator doors and such. I just, that's all there is to this one. But I think it is so thrilling because it is so random. I mean, we talked about one of our most recent times on it was probably one of the best, in my opinions, drops and everything that we've ever done. It was like one that I don't think I had experienced, and it felt like it went on forever. Mm-hmm. And it was so, so good. And so Tower of Terror, I mean, this is the ride.
Right.
Like, this is the actual ride portion. Right. Everything else to me would be considered an attraction.
Yes, I agree.
So,
And again, the beginning story where, I mean, it tells the story where you're going.
Right.
In this elevator, and
that's the other thing that that's the other thing that we really considered while we were coming up with this, and just our process was we got home from the movie. Rhonda was making homemade ricotta to take over to our neighbors who were doing a nice Italian Sunday dinner for us all, and so we just sit and we're throwing out ideas like what about this, what about this, and I think one of the things that can make a finale so good is not just what it is, but how it literally finalizes the story of the attraction or ride.
Yeah.
And this one does a wonderful job of it.
I think so.
And again, because it is the actual ride portion with not a lot else going on is why it came in at number 10.
Yeah.
Let's move on to number 9.
Yeah.
What do we got there?
I really like this one. When we are going to be at Epcot and we are going to do the Seas with Nemo and Friends. And the reason we picked this is because it's super cute in the very beginning. You know, you have all this, you got animatronic stuff, you have, you know, Nemo and Friends, and you see him, and you got screens, and you got all kinds of stuff.
The ride's adorable.
It is.
I mean, it is.
But then at the end, the finale, I mean, you literally start going through an actual aquarium.
Yeah.
And not only do you see all kinds of fish and turtles and stingrays, sometimes you might see divers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Divers. Sharks.
Sharks.
I mean,
you do see the dolphin.
Yeah.
And then what Jeremy thought was really cool, and I was like, yeah. I mean, I still love that they're real fish, but that they have made it look like they're in there. The animated
ones. I know. I have a question, Rhonda. How do they do that? I don't understand how they actually accomplish that. It's amazing. I am. Okay. I think it's amazing. And I think this is probably our most surprising ride on the list.
Probably.
But I really do think that, again, you have this entire story that ends in an actual underwater, under the sea aquarium.
Right.
Again, blending both real sea life with animated characters from Finding Nemo.
And then when you get out, it's super fun to walk around and look at all the stuff, because then they have where you can go and look around where you can see the manatees, you can see the dolphin. It's a great, great place.
I got to say, you bring up a really good point about that, is that that lends to the finale of the attraction in some ways, is the fact that you're dumped out into this giant aquarium where you can do and see so many other things. It's one of the it's the only time you're not just dumped out into an exit or a gift shop.
Well, there's
a gift shop
at
the very, very end. But I actually think that walking through and then experiencing the rest of everything that this has to offer is part of the ride in the finale.
Because you can then even go into Crush's Turtle Talk.
Yeah, exactly. It all just lends really, really well.
I think
the Seas with Nemo and Friends is an extremely underrated attraction now that we're talking about it.
I don't know. Now that we're talking about it, I feel like maybe it shouldn't be 9.
Maybe go up. Okay, well, what's number 8? I actually could see maybe swapping 8 and 9. But what are we going with number 8, which again, I think just finalizes and just gives you a good feeling as you're ending this attraction, or this ride, I should say.
Yeah, because this one's an actual ride, and it's we're at Magic Kingdom for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, super fun. It's super fun to like even go through the line with all the stuff that you can back to touching now, and where you go in the cave and then you get on this ride, and it's super fun. And then you go through this entire ride, and at the very end is this awesome house.
Yeah.
With the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs all dancing and playing, although the witch is on the outside.
She is outside. She's ready to wreak a little havoc.
She's got the apple.
Yeah. But it kind of tells, again, it ends this story, but almost begins another because of
that. Correct. Because it's all about them working and mining anyways. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's so well done. Yep. And it is a lovely end to a what often I think is a short and overrated ride.
You know
what I mean? Like, and our whole thing has always been, and I feel like, man, we haven't ridden this in so long. And we haven't talked about this ride in so long. But the problem is the ride is wonderful.
Yeah.
It comes down to one of those where the weight or the lightning lane, yeah. Right? You know, price point isn't worth the payoff that you get in the overall very, very quick ride. But I think that the finale does a wonderful job, again, of summing up the story.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll probably continue to talk about as we go into number 7.
Yep.
Animal Kingdom, by the way, is going to represent pretty well. I think more than I thought in the beginning. So what are we looking at for number 7?
Navi River Journey.
Why? What is our main point with why this one makes it?
Well, first of all, it's just beautiful, and I love all the stuff, but towards the very end, and that shaman, and that animatronic, I mean, it
mind-blowing.
It looks like a real person doing that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's it.
That is the anchor for this making our finale list is that shaman in that animatronic that is so unbelievably well done. Because here's the thing. If Navi is in B mode, a lot of the ways that when Rise is in B mode and there's no Kylo at the end with his flaily inflatable arm tube guy thing, right?
Yeah.
This one beats that Kylo. First of all, this one beats the Kylo animatronic by leaps and bounds, this shaman.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the Kylo ending there and that animatronic, but I wish that they had done something to make it a bit more fluid the way that this shaman is. Because it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And if it's in B mode though, this doesn't make the list at all.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the fact
have
that
have we ever seen it in B mode?
We actually never have.
But, I'm sure to say. Yeah, I don't think we have.
Yeah. We've been fortunate
that's
enough
what
to
it's
not.
Called? That's
yeah,
like, is that's like B a mode. Thing?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. That literally is what they call it, B mode. Your main thing, something is not working, it is a B mode. They have to kick in, you know? And when you look at something like, again, let's go back to Pirates and let's look at the final Jack Sparrow animatronic, which you can tell is a very, probably, well, I shouldn't use this word, but simplistic. I'm only going to say simplistic in comparison to Kylo and the shaman, but that thing's, you know, pretty much always running.
Yeah.
The shaman goes down a lot. I think it's gotten better. You know, Kylo goes down a lot, but this absolutely makes this scene. And again, it's the culmination of the entire ride into one final animatronic that you're just mesmerized by.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's move on to number 6.
We're going
to
stay in Animal Kingdom.
We are.
And we're going to actually
good
stay
for you, Animal Kingdom.
In
Pandora.
Pandora. We Start are. To say Avatar Land. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe later we can talk about the Epcot ball.
Yep.
The golf ball.
Obviously, y'all know we are talking about Flight of Passage. The reason I feel like this one is a great finale because I mean, you know, you have this whole story where, you know, you get to ride on the back of a banshee and you ride and like there's some crazy parts and some like, oh gosh, is this thing gonna eat us? And then it's just, it's gorgeous. And at the very end, it's just, oh my goodness, it's just pretty. And you're like, oh, okay. And it's just a grand finale, in my opinion.
Grand is a wonderful word. Dare I say epic? It is an epic finale when you finally, you fly and you come and you land on that branch. Yep. And you look out over the sea and you can look all around you in the music and everything you're seeing like these giant, whatever, alien whales jumping. You're seeing
sunset.
Floating mountains. Yeah, it's like a sunset. And then this final just
there's a little
boom.
Monkey down on
there. Yeah, the little monkeys. Always look down for the little monkey guys. Yep. They're awesome. And it just is this, again, culmination of all these things happening in one grand, epic, final scene that honestly is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those where I've said this before. I love riding Flight of Passage to watch other people experience it for the first time.
Yeah, that's
you know, because
fun.
I will say Flight of Passage is still one of the only rides that truly just takes me out of my world and my element. And for those couple minutes while you're riding it all the way to the finale, you're not worried about, going back home from your trip. You're not worried about finances. You're not worried about the stresses of maybe work or home life. It really is the only ride, I can tell you 100% out of all of these, that just takes me out of my element for those couple minutes.
Yeah,
And it just is absolute perfection in the grand scheme of what it does at that finale. All right, we're going to move on to number 5, Main Street Magic Community on Facebook. We had a lot of people, because I posted in there, I was like, hey, what are your favorite, ride finales? Maybe they'll show up on our list. And this one definitely did, but it's going to fall in at number 5. And what is that, Rhonda?
We are heading back over to Epcot, and we are going to ride Soarin'.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's super fun. That's usually the part, because I don't wear a patch. At the very, very end, when they're doing the fireworks and it's just the fireworks and they start pulling us back, that's when sometimes I have to close my eyes. So I'm glad I don't miss anything, but I love flying over Epcot and like literally seeing like everything.
Yeah.
And then when, Tinkerbell's right there, because like, I love Tinkerbell.
Yes.
And then, the fireworks pop and make an actual Mickey out of the Epcot ball.
The Epcot ball. I was waiting. Everybody was waiting for it, Rhonda.
It's super. It's super cool. Super fun. And
Say its real name.
Spaceship Earth.
Okay, I'm just putting that out there. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I just think it is such a wonderful finale. Yeah. I look forward to them hopefully updating it once Epcot and this whole, transformation and renovation is complete.
Yes.
Not that it technically needs it, because you really are moving through there kind of swiftly, but I really do hope they will go ahead and update it with that. So let's move on next to number 4, one of our newest rides and attractions, back at Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shouted out. Rhonda, what is it?
Mickey's Runaway Railroad.
And Minnie's. Give a little credit to
Mickey and Minnie.
The lady. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Minnie.
I think this one's so good because, the start of the attraction is that them going on this perfect picnic, right?
Yes.
And everything goes awry and Goofy messes stuff up, as he tends to do. But in the
end... Not really.
Well, actually, that's true.
It's
it is.
Really
actually, it's Mickey.
Mickey
and his
and
track switch.
Right. And it's...
That is true.
It
wasn't Goofy's fault.
No.
Right.
And then Minnie's kind of not nice to Pluto. He gets shoved in the trunk.
Yeah. Really,
then
when you think about it, Mickey and Minnie are the villains.
They hit a bump, and then it pops up, clogs the train... Then the screen blows up, which is so, I'm so happy that's back.
Maybe we do another one that's like the best attraction intros.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like the start of the attraction, because that's going to be way up there.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I always forget that.
Mickey hits the track switch.
Track switch.
Uh huh.
It's one of my favorite. Yep. Lines.
And then it all goes awry.
Shout out to Michael and Kat.
Yeah.
We have a good inside joke about that one. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It is true. But in the end, everything comes together and they are at their perfect picnic.
Yeah, it is super cute. I do like that.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Fireworks.
I like how they're like, yeah. What are they? I mean, would you call them animatronics?
Because
yeah,
I like they are. How it's a they're combination.
Animatronics.
Yeah.
But then you've got the fireworks going yep. on the screen.
There's a lot to take in.
There is. And I love that, you know, Pluto's, you know, there and Minnie hadn't like kicked him out or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, they made it through their journey. And then even when you get down to the end where, you know, Goofy's like, what does this button do? And it gives you that little buzz
yep.
in your seat and all. Spoiler alert, if you haven't ridden it yet, my bad. But yeah, it's just again, it's the culmination. I know I keep using that word. I'm probably going to use it like, what, three more times in the next three. But let's then lend to another one that perfectly... number three is going to take the story element. It's going to give us our true finale that we need. It's going to give you some little bit of scariness, a little bit of awe, a little bit of everything, right? And what is yep. that?
Well, we're going back to Animal Kingdom and we are going to ride Dinosaur.
Yeah. That ending scene. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make
it. We're not going to make it. And T-Rex comes T-Rex and you're like.
T-Rex is coming down on you. And there's like air effects and there's fog and smoke. And it lends so well, even to the point where you come out and he's like, you know, look who came with you. And you look up on that little screen.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the dinosaur that you actually brought him back. Yep. Right?
Yep. Because we did make it.
We did make
it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. You won't die on this ride, just in case you were worried about it as you go through it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it does a really, really good job. Mm-hmm. And again, it takes all the elements leading up to it, because that ride is so fast paced and mm-hmm. jerky. And, you know, you don't always know what's going on. And it's dark and it's flinging you around and all. And then mm-hmm. you get to that final scene that, again, is this epic finale. Like,
yeah.
This T-Rex is about to eat us.
Yep.
These meteors are about to rain down upon us.
Yep.
But we are going to make it, Rhonda.
Yay.
We are going to make it.
Okay.
Number two. And I will give all the credit in the world to you because for whatever reason, it didn't pop in my brain.
What?
One Why? Of my favorite rides ever.
I just heard to say.
What are we talking about at Magic Kingdom?
Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, and like, it's a great ride from obviously beginning to end, but then you got that awesome end that's like,
isn't that the one?
Sure. Zippity Doodah.
Oh yeah, Zippity Doodah.
So
God, I love that ride.
And then I love like being in there, they're all dancing and the boat, and that's kind of not the that's the finale, but and then, you know, you Bluebird and everything. Like, yeah, I love it.
It's an epic showpiece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you talk about show scenes and all, this combines so many wonderful things. And we've talked about how much we love Splash Mountain because it is a dark ride. It's a water ride. It's a thrill ride. It has
roller coaster
aspects. Mm-hmm. It tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, wonderful animatronics and set pieces. It has wonderful music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that when this is finally, it's refurbing it now. It's not in its, you know, final closure for the Princess and the Frog overhaul yet.
Really?
But once it does that, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to see what this final scene looks like when it is converted. And what I love is that they're doing an extension of the Princess and the Frog story. They're not just going to retell it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love the seas with Nemo or, you know, Under the Sea with the Little Mermaid, the retellings, they're nice, but I love extensions of story.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that, like, we try and do, go ahead and subscribe to Theme Park Shuffle. You know, one of the things that a lot of times we do try and do on Theme Park Shuffle with David Logan and myself is try to sometimes extend stories as opposed to retelling.
Well, and that's why I absolutely love all the live action of Disney, because I do feel like it always lends to more of a story, more of, like, you know, I mean, Beauty and the Beast. Like, I just... I love that. It's just...
You know what's awesome about air quote remakes is that you aren't forced to watch them. So every time somebody says, I'm just thinking right now, you know, Cheaper by the Dozen is going to be coming to Disney Plus with Zach Braff. And everyone's like, well, you know, quit ruining my childhood in remaking movies. Don't watch them. Like, it's actually that simple. And I think you'll find if you do watch them, they often do lend to more story. And we said this before. We did a whole episode on our favorite remakes, live action remakes. Yeah. They add, right? Little Mermaid. If you're so mad that they are doing the Little Mermaid live action, here's a great idea. Don't watch it. That's my thought. But we're going to watch it.
Yeah.
And I bet it's going to add to the story.
Oh,
and in
I'm
my
excited.
Opinion, it takes nothing away from the original.
Correct.
All right. Fun.
Because you can still watch
Watch the original.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people can't look at them as separate entities. Enjoy them both for what they are. I absolutely love the animated Aladdin. You know what I also absolutely love?
The live action Aladdin.
I don't compare them. I don't pit them against each other. They're not in a war.
Yeah.
That actually might be a fun episode. We do a bracket challenge where we take live action versus animated movies that are the same until we come down to one full winner. Who would win? Animated, live action, overall. So we literally pit in a bracket, right?
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast versus Beauty and the Beast. Cinderella versus Cinderella. Aladdin versus Aladdin. Lion King versus Lion King. I can tell you which one's going to win that one, because the live action version was awful.
It wasn't awful. There was just some things I missed. I liked it. But this is the one that I will say, if you were like, all right, which one are we putting on? Please put the animated one on. And I'm not saying anything bad about the live action. I'm just saying I prefer to watch the animated one.
Well, the one thing that could have changed the live action was not making the animals so realistic. Because my whole thing was they showed no emotion in their expression.
See, that didn't bother me at all, honestly.
That was my only knock.
My main part was Scar didn't sing.
Well, yeah, we lost that Be song. Prepared.
Be prepared. Because that's one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that in the live action?
That would have been so good. Yep.
All right. What were we talking about?
How'd we get off on that?
Top finales. All right.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah. We're going into number one. This tends to be our number one all the time.
Yeah.
If you have listened, you're going to know what we're going to say. I believe this was number one best individual show scene.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this was number one best attraction song.
Yep.
It is now number one best attraction finale.
Mm-hmm. We're staying at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, let's get dead.
That was a weird way to intro this one.
That
was very not good.
What are we talking about?
Haunted Mansion.
Okay. In my mind, I'm literally thinking about Jossie right now, because I think she's listening going, if Haunted Mansion isn't number one, I'm defriending these people. I'm pretty sure. So Haunted Mansion graveyard scene, right?
Yes. Yeah. I still love, though, because it creeps you out, the little lady when she's like, hurry back.
I'm worried that she hides under our bed at night and will murder me in my sleep.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that coming into, I mean, first of all, my favorite is the attic scene. Well, one of them. I'm trying to, like, I'd have to rank the scenes in each.
We could literally do an entire episode ranking each show scene in Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
It's.
Because I'm trying to think, like, I feel like now all of a sudden we just had a whole bunch of episodes in one.
I know.
But I feel like I don't know why I love The Bride. And I absolutely, even though I like the Pepper's Ghost and that, like, we're everything is there. The ballroom scene.
Incredible.
I think that's still number two for me. I think number one is literally the attic where she has and she's killed all these husbands. And oh, I just love it. And I love coming out and then it like lays you back. And then you come into this graveyard scene where this poor man and his skinny little dog is kind of scared. And then, you know, you see all the ghosts and they're not mean ghosts.
No,
they're
again, those little ones though that pop up behind the graves, the little heads that pop up, I want to punch in the face every time.
Yeah, that scares the bejesus kind out of me gotten every me every once kidding. In a while. Yeah. Cuz I guess they're in B mode.
Yes, and sometimes they may not pop out.
Pop out, but then sometimes I don't know if they just take an extra long time and then I'm like it just scares the crap out of me too.
You know what would be amazing in this final scene before I get into some more thoughts on it is live actors. Can you imagine having live cast member actors and they jump out from like the grave?
That's
and stuff?
Not funny.
That would be pretty cool. No. Okay. Again, culmination. I'm going to use the word again. I'm going to get a shirt that just says culmination.
Friendly ride. Are you serious right now? That would scare little children.
Well, it doesn't have to be that. Okay, maybe they don't like pop out and like rawr or anything, but maybe they just, I don't know, they like come out.
Mm.
But anyway, it just, again, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And the music, the scenery, the animatronics combined with the set pieces combined with this depth where it appears, especially with the ghosts flying over and all, it appears that there's no end to this scene. You're taking this show building and making it so vast that you truly have this feeling that you are outside in a haunted graveyard at night witnessing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely beautiful. And again, it is such a finale.
Yeah.
An epic
finale.
I
like all the heads singing too.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That was super cool.
So, so good. So, it's when you look at it, and if you go back to all of our episodes where we are ranking parts of rides, Haunted Mansion is the best ride at Walt Disney World. And I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
In the end, which is so crazy to think.
Because it's been.
It's been there forever. Yeah.
Years. That's amazing.
In the end,
yep.
When we put all of this together, Haunted Mansion is better than Rise of the Resistance.
Ooh, you might get some hate.
I mean, that's crazy
that.
Though, right? But I think a lot of people would agree.
I hope so.
That's crazy to think.
Yeah.
And I think it shows the longstanding, go back, episode 90.
Oh, it's far back.
With Logan and Drew from Sally Dark Rides, we did the Anatomy of a Dark Ride. And it breaks down so well as I talk to these guys who literally create and install dark rides for theme parks around the world. It will show you why Haunted Mansion, every single step, every single moment is done to absolute perfection.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I know you said B mode. For the most part, it's almost like there is no B mode.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things, right? So
that's amazing, too.
Look at, I look at things like, cars, our fridge. Technology doesn't always mean better.
Correct.
Sometimes it means there's more things
to break
that can go wrong and break.
100%.
Right?
Yep.
Haunted Mansion, number one in our attraction finales.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Haunted Mansion. Listen, guys, thank you for joining us on this one.
Yeah.
As always, we are going to post this inside of all of our social media accounts, especially the Main Street Magic community.
Tell us
we'd
what
love
your
to hear yours.
Favorite one.
Maybe break down your top 10 or take our top 10 and rearrange them. You know, maybe you don't think that they fell in the right place.
Yeah.
This isn't the end all to be all.
Nope.
This is not.
Never is.
You know, it's just this is Rhonda and I's opinion as we sat and chatted about it while she made delicious homemade ricotta. Lost Princess Apparel is bringing you magical themed clothing and accessories, including super comfy leggings.
With pockets.
With pockets now.
Woo!
Ladies love pockets. Men also do love pockets. I do enjoy pockets. As well as awesome pop culture jerseys, I don't know. There might be a Main Street Magic one coming out soon. Check out msmfriends.com to check out Lost Princess Apparel along with all of our additional partners. You're on the internet already, right? So you go ahead and you hit subscribe.
Yep.
You get brand new episodes of Main Street Magic every Tuesday and Friday. You also look for Theme Park Shuffle and you subscribe there.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're out there, would you please give both of those shows a rating and review?
Because it'll help them grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
I don't.
I really like the end of Soaring. It's a great finale.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.